All right, Michigan art lovers, it is time. Art Prize open today. And for the next 19 days, downtown Grand Rapids will be crammed with art from all over the world. And we, the public, get to decide which artist is going to win the $200,000 top prize. This is an art show that Time Magazine called one of five festive events you won't want to miss in 2013. And as you might expect, Grand Rapids is buzzing. Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter Lindsay Smith joins us now from Grand Rapids. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Cindy.
So here you are downtown. You've got some 1,800 artists showing some 1,500 works of art all over Grand Rapids. What's downtown like where you are right now?
So I'm in Rosa Park Circle, and it's, I would say, a pretty typical first day of Art Prize. We've luckily, you know, we've got, this will be the fifth one under our belt, so people know, you know, that live here and work here know better what to expect out of Art Prize. It is definitely busy. There's lots of people with cameras. They get going, and they just get out here right away. Flocks of people, kids in strollers, I see. There's a puppet show going on over here to my right. And then there's still some people that are putting the very, very last finishing touches on some artwork. You're allowed to sort of do that as the event goes on. So there's still some people banging away. I saw some people last night on my way home, too, trying to, in the dark, with flashlights, try to cobble things together that need to get put together. So, yeah, it's definitely getting busy.
What pieces of art, Lindsay, really pop out as someone is coming into Grand Rapids? Did I hear that there's a giant bra?
There is a giant bra, yes. You know, there's always a few things that get a lot of attention. The giant bra is sort of an obvious one. It's pink. It's got polka dots. It's for... Usually those have some kind of message to go with them, and this one does. If I remember right, it's a breast cancer awareness piece. So, you know, it's sort of fitting.
Yes. What else jumps out? What have you seen so far that makes you go, whoa?
You know, there is another dragon downtown here at the corner. I can see a lot of people are gawking at that. That's pretty cool. There was a dragon there last year, if I remember right. There's also some really cool stuff on the riverfront this year. There's been years where there hasn't been stuff in the river because you have to go through some extra hoops, to be able to put art, install art in the actual river, in the Grand River. So there's some really cool things along the waterfront, a big dome. There's, a lot of stuff on the Blue Bridge that's really catching my eye. But a lot of this stuff I haven't even, you know, it's sort of, I've seen it come together, but, you know, not really anything that's, you know, totally, besides maybe the bra grabbing my attention immediately. But then again, 1,500 works of art takes a few days to sort of soak up.
It sure does. Lots to uncover. And that gets me wondering, Lindsay, I really believe there are people listening to us who might talk themselves out of going to Grand Rapids for Art Prize because they figure, oh, there's going to be so many people, getting around will be impossible. I'm not going to try it. Is that a true idea, or do you think people can get their arms around Art Prize even if they're newbies?
You can, but I would level your expectations. It's sort of one of those things that, you know, people ask me, oh, I'm coming into town for Art Prize, what should I go see? And my first question is, well, how long do you have? Because it really depends. You know, if you've only got an afternoon, you know, you'll probably stop by some of the, there's these hubs or exhibitors that are, you know, the Grand Rapids Art Museum, the Urban Institute Contemporary Arts, Grand Valley State University. Those are places where you can go and soak up a lot of works in a short period of time. However, a lot of people also get that idea, so sometimes the lines to get into the Gram are really long. But the good thing is there's art everywhere. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It's like, I compare it to the Ann Arbor Art Fair, except for the Ann Arbor Art Fair, it's like a place downtown. It's blocked off. It's, you know, in a row.
Right.
The thing about Art Prize is it's just all over the place. So you really don't, I mean, you can go to lunch and see Art Prize. You can walk downtown to the next exhibit you're going to go to, and you will see Art Prize. So, you know, I would definitely find a place to park, try to figure out parking ahead of time. There are shuttle buses. That's a great way to get around town. And then there's also the Rapid, the bus stations or the bus lines here have this wristband program where you can, I don't know, like $5 for a wristband and you can ride for 3 weeks. So if you're going to be here for an extended period of time, I mean, that's really the way to go.
Lots of fun, lots of excitement. I know we're going to be there on Saturday meeting Michigan Radio listeners, and I'm excited about that. And it'll be my first art prize.
That'll be fun.
We'll see you then. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Yeah, thank you.